All right, Harry. When I was 16 years old, I was just starting to go through puberty. No lie.
When are you going to finish that?
I know. It's any day now. I loved the sport of tennis, but I was just playing it recreationally, not, you know, working my way towards being at the U.S. Open. I did not have my own media network, and I certainly didn't have my own nation, like the Will Weinbach Nation. This is 16-year-old Will Weinbach joining us now on 720 WGN. Will, you are my hero, and how old are you again? Or Will, is that correct? Are you still 16?
Yeah, I'm 16. I turned 17 March 8th.
And what's you're going to turn 17 on March 8th. When did you start doing YouTube videos and everything else that you do here? You can follow, you can like his Facebook page, you can follow him on Twitter, you can subscribe to his YouTube channel. I would just recommend starting at willweinbach.com, Will, W-E-I-N-B-A-C-H.com. Now you got to sell yourself here, Will. I can't do any more than that. What was the process that led you to this moment in life where you're on WGN Radio in Chicago?
Yeah, so I moved out to California from Connecticut when I was around 12 years old. And when we moved out, I got immersed in the entertainment lifestyle because, I mean, it's L.A., like, why not? So I created this YouTube channel called Twin Talk. I have a twin brother named Max. And on the channel, I would interview celebrities. And how that happened was I would wake up every single morning, and through persistence and hustle, I would call agents on the East Coast in the morning because of the time difference, and then agents on the West Coast when I got home from school. And throughout the day, I'd send emails. And through that, I got interviews with soccer great Hope Solo, Reggie Bush, and some other huge athletes and celebrities. I was even invited onto the Ryan Seacrest show to interview him and talk about my channel. And then from there, I got into golf, and I was, like, really into golf. And Twin Talk wasn't really working because celebrity schedules are so hectic. So I partnered with this guy named George Gankis, and we created a channel called On the Green TV. And what that was we did instructional videos. We did interviews with top players. Anything golf-related, you name it, we have it. And I eventually sold that. But that channel had over 30,000 followers. And that's when I started to know that I could turn this into a business because there were brand endorsements and all of that coming to me. And then I'd always played tennis growing up. I was a nationally ranked tennis player in Connecticut. I was ranked top 20 in New England when I was only 10 and the 12 and unders. And so I created a tennis channel called Cross Court TV about 6 months ago. And from there, I've just taken everything I've learned from my past, from my mentors, and I've put it all into this one channel, Cross Court TV. And from there, it's grown to 120,000 followers. And now it's a question of what can I do to monetize it more than advertising, brands, all that, and how can I brand myself, which I've been trying to do. And you can follow me at Will Weinbach or at Cross Court TV.
I love Will Weinbach. Go ahead, Harry.
Will, I mean, when I was 16, I if someone said you want to monetize yourself, I would think they want to play Monopoly. You're at a different level. You know, you're selling your TV channel. How do you know, are the other kids in school, I assume that your parents still make you go to school, are the other kids in school, like, fascinated by you? Do they suck up to you? Do they resent you? What's it like being around other 16-year-olds?
Well, I kind of take it as a learning experience because I think that I can learn something from everyone, which is why I think that I've been able to do what I've been able to do because I really follow other people and see what they've done and how that's really translated to their success, and I try to emulate that. But, so my close friends and I like to bring them in on the wealth, and I like to, like, let them kind of see what I'm doing so they can experience it for themselves because I'm a big fan of educating and all of that. And then I have other people who just like to ask me questions and how I did it, and I'm always happy to answer them. So, again, if you guys want to ask me any questions, social media is always open.
Listen, this kid monetizes himself.
No, this is brilliant. Will, let's give some credit out here. Your parents, I'm assuming, instilled belief in a young Will Weinbach. Not only that you're on the court and competing, which is very intense for 8, 9, 10 year olds. I mean, I've seen kids play the game and they get burnt out. They can't handle the pressure. It seems like you've done okay with that. There's got to be some guidance from mom and dad going on here.
Yeah, so I actually did burn out. When we moved to California, I stopped playing tennis for 2 years, I think, and then I started again in my middle school. I played for the middle school team, and I made it to the semifinals and, like, the whole league championships or whatever. And, yeah, no, I couldn't do it without my parents. They support me. My mom travels everywhere with me. She's my camera woman. So I'm creating this new membership tennis site, and we were out here filming today for like 4 hours. So I literally couldn't do it without her because I wouldn't have footage. And they're also an amazing support system. So, yeah, super grateful for my parents.
Do you have an agent who is calling networks for you and saying, give this kid his own TV show?
I wish. That'd be amazing. No, I still need to look for that agent.
Yeah, how do you not have that? Now, I know that, you know, you are a tremendous tennis player at such an early age. What would your goal be? I mean, do you want to be a television show? Do you have a television show? Do you want to be a tennis star? Do you want both? Where do you see yourself when you get to be an old man of 17?
Well, coming up, I actually have an amazing opportunity at the U.S. Open. I'm a USTA kid caster and a USTA ambassador. So that means at the U.S. Open, I will be doing a lot of commentating player interviews for both the USTA, United States Tennis Association, and both ESPN. So I guess that's my first test trial for broadcasting and television. I mean, I've been on ABC. I did a little bit of acting when I moved out here. I was on a Fox pilot that was pitched to Fox. And I was on Nickelodeon Game Show. So I do like the camera and the spotlight, and I think it'd be really cool to have my own TV show. But at the same time, I don't want to have to also deal with all the press and all that. Like, it's fun and all that, but I understand that you can also be put in wrong spotlight, and I like to keep my brand to a certain point. So that's important to me.
When you were on the Nickelodeon Game Show, did you get slimed?
I wish. I was so I got to the final round. And I just missed it. I had 2 right out of 4. And if I had 4 right, I would have got slimed and had a trip to Vermont and everything. But I got a Toshiba tablet, so it was okay.
Oh, man, that's the Green Mountain State.
That's impressive that you know that, Harry.
So, Will, do you get recognized?
In the tennis world, yes. Around town, no. Like, we went to the BNP Paribas Indian Wells, and I had a lot of people come up to me and say, are you cross-court TV? And I was like, yes. And then, yeah, but around town, a lot of people just know me as, like, a local, like, figure, I guess, per se. But not on, like, a large scale, no.
Well, just so I want to make sure I have this right. It's Weinbach, not Weinbach. Is it Weinbach, your last name?
To be honest, I change it once and every now and then.
Okay.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Okay, Harry was giving me the, it's Weinbach. I'm like, how do you know that?
He said Weinbach.
Okay, so that's amazing. Hey, Good attention to detail. Will, who's the favorite guy you've interviewed? You mentioned Hope Solo. It could be a woman, by the way, too. You've had, what, Jack Sock and Dustin Johnson and Reggie Bush. You mentioned a bunch. Who's your favorite?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I mean, every interview I do, I absolutely love because it took so much work to get to that point to actually make the interview happen. But if I have to pick one, it'd actually probably be the Hope Solo one. Just because of all the work I put into that. I had an email thread of like over 100 emails with their publicist over a span of 6 months trying to make it happen. So when it finally happened, it was super, super cool.
Persistence, baby. Texts are coming in here, Harry. Get this kid off the radio. I feel like a damn loser.
Oh,
emulate.
Please.
I don't think I knew what that word was until I was 25.
I know. I want to work for him. Will, who's the golden goose? Who are you chasing that you really want to interview that you haven't been able to get yet?
I feel like an interview with Roger Federer would be crazy. I definitely look up to him. I met him at Indian Wells. I didn't take a picture or anything, but he's a really, really awesome guy. And I think to be able to interview him would be surreal.
When are you going to be at the Open, Will?
I will be there from September 3rd to September 10th.
Oh, you're going championship week. I'm a first week guy, Will. I'm going to be there the first week. I'll leave you a couple notes just for myself. Don't worry. I'll leave you my autograph, the whole thing. I know you want it.
Will, can you like can you get like any girl you want in high school to go
Harry,
out with you?
Harry.
What? I was 16.
Yeah, Will, can you?
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
I'm single, though. So.
You're single? Please.
Exactly.
I think you made a lot of great decisions in your life, clearly. But earlier this week, you followed at the Carm on Twitter, which I think that's probably the best decision you've ever made. And that's how I found myself. I'm like looking at who's following me. Will Weinbach, who's this kid? And or who is this period? And then I look you up. Why did you make the brilliant decision of following at the Carm?
I don't even know. I follow a lot of people, to be honest, but you guys are special. I saw it and I was like, definitely got to follow you guys and definitely got to check them out. So I hit the follow button and here I am.
I'm gonna go on and follow you. I apologize for not following you. Hey, Tweet Harry, we'll be following you shortly. So now this all goes back to the fact that you pretty much dumped your twin brother Max. Does he have any resentment towards you?
No, I didn't dump him. He kind of like, so when I do business, I get really like, really like leadership. The leadership qualities come out. And so he got immersed in the video games. I like video games too. But he left and I just kept pursuing it. And it was a mutual decision. So now he's cool that he supports me.
Do you know why he wanted to play video games? Because he's 16!
I play video games. I play NBA 2K, maybe occasionally GTA. You know, I play video games.
Yeah, but you're also selling TV channels.
It's a great move.
Yeah, that's true.
Mike, there's an agent listening. They need to represent you, Media Mente.
Have you met I Justine, Will? She's out in L.A.
I've met who?
I Justine, check her out. I went to the Indy 500 with her. I had no idea who she was. She's got her own YouTube channel, about 2 million viewers. She bakes cakes and does other fun things. And, there's a gazillion people out there in L.A. Will, you probably don't need me to connect you to anyone, considering that you're about a gazillion moves ahead. But that's the only other YouTube star I know, and she's awesome. So you should look her up.
No, networking's awesome. I'd love the connections. Well, and I'd love an agent, too. Will at willweinbach.com.
Well, now don't just sign something with the first person that calls you, okay? Oh, you got to look at this. You know, I'm gonna call my guy Ken Sarnoff. He reps football players. Hold on, we'd like to talk to you again after you get back from the Open. Maybe in about a month, we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I absolutely love this channel. I love you guys are awesome. So, for sure.
Will, congrats on your success, man, and I'll be calling you actually every night now. We can just do a little pillow talk before I go to sleep, and you can motivate me into my next day, and I'll try to give you something back for your time. It'll be a partnership.
Oh, of course. 100%.
I'll be playing video games with Max.
Will, congrats, man. Thanks for taking time, brother. Good luck with everything. You're awesome.
Thanks so much. We'll for sure stay in touch.
Yeah, you got it. Will Weinbach.